Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for March 29th, 2024, Good Friday, is based on John chapters 18 and 19. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield. The sermon is based on our Lenten sermon series, Wandering Heart, and is entitled, Prone to Leave the God I Love. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Typically, we do not include a sermon on Good Friday, but after traveling so far through Lent with Peter, I figured I would be remiss if I didn't give us a brief message to share a lens through which we can listen to the passion narrative we are about ready to read. I will remind you that there are two additional opportunities to worship in this Holy Week: tomorrow night, an Easter vigil at 7, and on Sunday, an Easter celebration at 9 and 11. As we study Peter's faith journey in our Wandering Heart Lenten series, the words and tune of that classic hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, come to mind. And tonight's phrase from that hymn is, prone to leave the God I love. In the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the question asked of Peter is basically, don't you know this Jesus person who's being crucified? Weren't you with him? And three times, Peter denies knowing Jesus. But in the Gospel of John, which we hear this evening, the question is asked differently of Peter. He is asked if he is one of Jesus' disciples. And there's an important distinction there. Just knowing or associating with Jesus is one thing, but to be his disciple meant that you had given your life to following him and learning from him. It has become part of your identity. Have there been times when you were uncomfortable sharing with someone that you were a Christian? Prone to leave the God I love. Peter knows that Jesus has been taken away and is being questioned. Deep in his gut, he knows this will probably not end well for him. The prophecy Jesus foretold of being arrested and eventually killed is playing out right in front of him. So when asked if he too adheres to and believes what they considered the blasphemous actions and teachings of Jesus, Peter buckles under the pressure of being called a disciple. He replies, I am not. A direct foil to the seven times Jesus declares, I am, in the book of John. Peter is not ready to lose his life for the sake of Jesus. Are we? Dr. Caroline Lewis reflects on it this way. In denying his discipleship, Peter is not only disavowing Jesus, but also his own identity and belonging, the intimate community he shared with his fellow disciples, and his role as one of Jesus' very own sheep. Peter renounces who he has been for the last 3 years and who Jesus needs him to be now and in the future. Prone to leave the God I love. As we read the Passion narrative now, put yourself as a bystander in the action. Maybe step into Peter's shoes. Peter's prone to mess up, to fight, to deny, to leave, to seek safety for himself But aren't we all? May we lament all the ways we are prone to leave the God we love. Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.